The lack of true conditionality in the universe notwithstanding, you have believed firmly that conditionality exists. Surely it exists in God's kingdom. Every one of your religions has taught you that. So it must exist in the universe at large. It was, you decided, a fact of life. So you have spent lifetimes trying to figure out what conditions could allow you to create the life and the afterlife that you desire if you did not meet the requirement. If you met the requirement, there was no problem. But what if you did not? This search has led you down a blind alley, for there are no conditions. You may have the life that you desire and whatever afterlife that you imagine simply by choosing it. This you do not believe. The formula can't be that simple, you say. No, no, you have to meet the requirement. You do not understand yourselves to be creative beings, nor do you understand me to be so. You imagine that I can somehow fail to have something that I desire, all my children returning home to me, which means that I must not be a truly creative being at all, but a dependent one. If I were truly creative, I would be able to create anything I choose. But I seem to be dependent upon certain conditions in order to have what I want. Humans could not imagine what conditions could possibly have to be met in order for them to get back home to God. So they did the best they could and just made some up. These were explained through what you call religions. Religions could not only explain the requirements, but could also explain how one could recapture God's love if one did not meet the requirement. Thus, the concepts of forgiveness and salvation were born. These were the conditions of love. God says, I love you if, and these were the ifs. Had people looked at things objectively, the fact that every religion explained forgiveness and salvation differently might have been proof that it was all being made up. But objectivity was not something humans proved to be particularly capable of. It is not something many humans are capable of even today. You continue to declare that you are not making anything up. You say that the conditions of your return to God were established by me. And if there are several hundred different religions pointing to several thousand different conditions, it is not because I have given a mixed message, but because the human race has simply not gotten it right. You have gotten it right, of course. It's just those other people in those other religions who have not gotten it right. Now, there are a lot of ways you could solve that. You could ignore them. You could try to convert them. You could even decide to simply eliminate them. Your race has tried all of those things, and you had a right to do so, didn't you? You had a responsibility to do so, didn't you? Was this not the work of God? Were you not called upon to convince and convert others so that they too might know what was right? And was your killing and your ethnic cleansing not justified when others could not be convinced? Was there not something, some unwritten something, that gave you this right? These are questions that humans began to ask. Clearly, there was a flaw in the eighth illusion. This should have revealed the idea of conditionality as false, but humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right, but again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the eighth illusion that the ninth illusion was created.